Good morning on 1405 kilohertz, 217 meters medium wave. This is Colvidale Sound, independent local radio for you, the people of the upper Colvidale area. In a few moments' time, I'll be hosting Sunday Monitor through till 12 o'clock. That'll be after the latest national and international news from London. This week that more help needs to be put into the areas outside Halifax suffering job losses. There are objections to Colvidale Council's plans to reshuffle summer school holidays, and rail users in Colvidale are to be surveyed on their views of the service. Details of these stories and others coming up after the latest national and international news from London.
The Prime Minister has delivered a sharp rebuke to her critics within the...
Especially for Gillian Davey. She's 7 months old today. Or thereabouts, anyway. Hello, that's Gillian Davey. She's being christened at St. Mary's Church at 11 o'clock this morning. So you're going to have to be quick to get down there, aren't you? Now, love and best wishes then from... Who's that? Is that Dad? Ian Davey. All right, there we are then. That's to Gillian. Hope it all goes all right.
Right here and now with a beautiful, beautiful life.
going back to 1977, Peaches and Herb, and We've Got Love. The time in Leagate now, it's 26, oh, go on, get it right, 16 and a half minutes past the hour of 10 o'clock. Goodness me, a little bit of dyslexia this morning, I think. Darren Riding would like to thank everybody for their kindness and the cards and presents during his stay in hospital. And special thanks to Uncle Ian and also to Auntie Dawn. So there we are then, that's for Darren Riding. Good morning to you. And don't forget that at around about 11.35 this morning, we shall be having our under £50 sales. So if you have anything to sell for under £50, you can give us a ring now on Tomlin 3614. Just give us the details of it, how much you want to sell it for, and what the condition of it is, and we shall take down the details and put that out for you around about 11.35. Also, perhaps you may want to swap something. You may have a washing machine or something, you want to swap it for a hi-fi, or anything like that, you can put that out. We'll try and put a little plea out for help if you want to swap something, or perhaps you're after something. Something in particular that you can't find in the shops. You never know, somebody else in the area may well have that thing, and may even give it you for nothing. We've had that in the past, so there you go. And also, if you've lost anything or you found something, give us a ring as well. That'll all be coming up at around about 11.35, all right? So stay tuned for that. And the number, as always, it's Tomberden 3614. Mike's on reception now, and he'll take your calls, so give him a buzz now. Tomberden 3614. Here's a young lady that's coming to the Civic Theatre in Halifax very, very shortly. An excellent, talented young lady. This record wasn't given much airplay on national radio, but we're playing it a lot here on Coverdale Sound. This is a goodie. Goes back to March of this year. Didn't really get anywhere in the charts, but nevertheless, hope you like it. Barbara Dixon, I'm keeping my love for you. 18 minutes now past 10 o'clock in Cornholme. Dixon, that's a lovely one, and Keeping My Love For You came out about March of this year. Never really got anywhere in the charts, but that's probably because it wasn't given much play. Right, we've got a competition on the programme this week, and we keep getting these popular competitions. Everybody keeps seem to wanting these £5 flower vouchers. Loads and loads of people keep trying for it, and it always seems such a shame that there's only one person going to win, so we shall carry on having those at the moment. Being very kindly sponsored to us by Gordon Rigg Nurseries up there in Walsden. And the competition that have been set this week, a little bit more difficult this week, but I think that if you're willing to spend a few minutes thinking about it and perhaps get a book or something like that on Garden or whatever, I'm sure you'll come up with something. What we want you to tell us is four flowers with the names beginning with C. All right? So there we go. You've got to give us the name of four flowers, and they must all begin with the letter C. We've got four here. I must admit, I only got two of them until somebody else came along and told me. But there we go, all right. And we'll see how many people get it this week. There we are. I put the challenge out. No more than about five people get it right, but we'll see. So the prize, of course, as always, it's a £5 flower voucher. You can take that up to Donald Rigg, or even Gordon Rigg. Goodness me, I don't think you'll be able to get anything up there, Gordon. Good morning, Donald. I'm sure you're listening in this morning. Yes, we don't get flowers down at your place, do we? But up there at Gordon Rigg Nurseries in Walsden, and you can take that along. You don't have to buy flowers. You can buy a bouquet of flowers if you want. You can also get potted plants and some garden ornaments, put it towards that. But all we want you to tell us is the name of four flowers, but they must begin with the letter C. So see if you get that one, all right? It's 23 minutes past 10 now in Clwyfod.
I am the people's favourite. Choice. I'm the voice that everybody out there hears. I'm riding on the airwaves, never gonna be the same, 'cause I am the leading contender for radio fame.
I'm the fantastic old hero on the radio. I'm the magnificent old hero.
Boyfriend left me the door.
Send me a fan mail.
I'm eight,
sir, and
I'm seven.
When you get older,
I'll be a leading singer, a rock and roll band. I'll be a little one night stand.
Yet I'm grown 17, my name is Denise.
To see your address, what a postcard
is. I'm the fantastic old hero on the radio. I'm the magnificent.
From the television series on television, oh yes. I could say a lot about that. That's Dennis Lawton there. It's 26 minutes past 10 o'clock now. Quick look at the weather forecast. Well, you don't need me to tell you, really. It's a lovely day here in the Upper Calderdale area. Lows, though, overnight will be 9 degrees Celsius, 48 degrees Fahrenheit, and highs tomorrow, nice and sunny, at 13 degrees Celsius, 55 degrees Fahrenheit. And don't forget, if you like a dedication on the programme this morning, it's Tomberton 3614. And also the competition which we're running today, a little bit more difficult than normal, but of course the prize is all
always is a £5 flower voucher for Gordon Riggs Nurseries in Walsden. We want you to give the name of four flowers beginning with the letter C, all right? I only got two of them, but with the help of somebody else, who will remain nameless down in Hebden Bridge, we got the other two, all right? So there's four flowers, and I'm sure these are right. There's one of them I don't even sort of recognise at all, but anyway, there we go. Give us a ring on Tomlin 3614. Mike in reception will take your calls, and four flowers then beginning with C. Let's see what we come up with. After this, we'll have a look at the Sunday Chemist Rotors for the East Lancashire and West Yorkshire area. This is still very, very popular, isn't it? And they're coming to Tomlin shortly as well. Here's Angadoo from Black Lace.
Push pineapple, shake the tree. Agadoo, doo, doo. Push pineapple, grind coffee. To the left, to the right. Jump up and down and to the knees. Come and dance every night. Sing with a hula melody. I met a hula mistress somewhere in Waikiki. Well, she was selling pineapple, playing ukulele. And when I went to the girl, come on and teach me to sway. She left and whispered to me, yes, come tonight to the bay. The lovely beach in the sky, the moon of Kauai, around Calypso Sarong, we'll all be singing this song. Agadoo, doo, doo, push pineapple, shake the tree. Agadoo, doo, doo, push pineapple, grind coffee. To the left, to the right, jump up and down and to the knees. Come and dance every night, sing the hula melody. Agadoo, doo, doo, push pineapple, shake the tree. Agadoo, doo, doo, push pineapple, grind coffee. To the left, to the right, jump up and down and to the knees. Come and dance every night, sing the hula melody.
Lace and Agadoo, the time now in Walsden. It's exactly 10:30. Good morning. Let's have a look at the Sunday Chemist Rotors now. First of all, for the West Yorkshire area. And first of all, in Savile Park in Halifax, if you're listening down there, it's KR Rutter Limited at 96 Free School Lane. They're open between noon and 1 o'clock today. Into Hebden Bridge, and it's B. Thomas at the Health Centre Pharmacy in Hanginroyd Lane. They're open between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. And finally, for the West Yorkshire area, in Tomlin, Ashworth's Chemist at Oddfellows Hall and Bridge Street in Tomlin. They're open between 6 p.m. and 7 p.m. Into the West Yorkshire area now, or even into the East Lancashire area, get it right, in Burnley between 11:30 and 12:30 today. It's Atherton's at 276 Cone Road. And then between 6 and 10 o'clock this evening, it's Hartley's, Red Lion Street near the bus station. And finally, in Baker, between noon and 1 o'clock today, it's the Health Centre in Yorkshire Street in Baker. We've got a lot of people in the studio today. You can hear them in the background. We'll give them a mention shortly, I'm sure. Hello now to Lisa and Julie, working hard up there at the Queen's in Tomlin. How are you this morning? Hope you're very well. So hello to Lisa and Julie, and that's come from Ken, so good morning to you. And here's one now for, this comes from Sylvia Body, I think that's right. Unusual name, that isn't it? Sylvia Body of 23 Cambridge Street, and it's for a daughter, Cheryl, who is a student nurse at Airedale General Hospital. Now, it's Cheryl's day off today. She wanted Lionel Richie. I haven't got that on the programme this morning. I'm sorry, actually. Oh, I really am. If you rang me up a week back, we could have planned that, actually, but never mind. So there we are. That's from Mrs. Sylvia Body of 23 Cambridge Street in Tobin. It's for your daughter, Cheryl, and she's a student nurse at Airedale General Hospital over there in the Bradford area. It's Cheryl's day off today. So I hope you're having a lovely day off, Cheryl, and I'll play this one especially for you, all right? I hope you like this one. This is Sister Sledge, and this is doing very, very well in the charts. Lost in Music. It's 28 minutes now for 11 o'clock. Good morning, Calderdale, 1405-217, number one in the upper Calderdale area. Sister Sledge right to the end on that one. That's a lovely one, isn't it? And believe it or not, that came out in 1979. It's only just got into the charts. That was taken from the LP We Are Family. And it came out in 1979 originally, but it wasn't released as a single. I think I'm right in saying that. And it's only just got into the charts. We'll play that one then for Cheryl, and she lives down there at 23 Cambridge Street, but more permanently, I suppose, down there at the Airedale General Hospital. So hello to you, my love. Hope you're feeling well. Hello now to Susan Greenwood of Industrial Street in Tombaden. She's been christened at St. Mary's Church this morning at 11 o'clock. I hope it all goes all right for you. I hope you've got the towels there. You're not going to be a little bit too wet. So hello there, Susan Greenwood of Industrial Street in Tombaden. You're being christened at St. Mary's Church in Tombaden at 11 o'clock. And we'll play this one especially for you. Here's the Captain and Tennille. And this goes back to about 1978. You've never done it like that. Good morning.
You're so terrific. You never done it like that. You never. was dead and gone. Done it like that. How long has this been going on?
Captain and Tennille, and You've Never Done It Like That. We're getting loads of people popping down to the studio today. Oh, goodness me. We can't have them on the air at the moment because they're just disappearing off. But good morning now, and hello to a couple of radio amateurs from the Rochdale area who have just popped over to see Collardale Sound. So I hope you've enjoyed your visit, and we'll play this one especially for you. Now, coming up very shortly, we shall be having our first look at the What's On Diary. Here's a group called Books, and what a great night for falling in love. This is Collardale 217.
Falling in love with you.
That's a group called Brooks, and what a great night for falling in love. Don't forget our telephone number, it's Tomlin3614 if you'd like a dedication on the programme this morning, or indeed for our competition. If you'd like the chance to win a £5 flower voucher, you can give us a ring now on 3614. And all you've got to do is to give us the name of four flowers, beginning with C. I felt sure we'd only have a few people, actually, but loads of people seem to be getting this right. I could only think of two to start with, but there again, my knowledge on gardening is somewhat limited, to say the least. Some people will give it a better description. Anyway, we had a lot of people giving us a ring on that, so all we wanted then are the name of four flowers, beginning with C. We'll put your names together, and then at 4:30, as always, on the programmes this afternoon, we shall take out a winner, and we could perhaps have a chat with the winner live on the air. That'd be a nice idea, wouldn't it? So we may well do that. So give us a ring now. Mike's in reception, taking your calls. Tomlin 3614. Hello now to Stephen Howarth of 33 Cambridge Street. It was your birthday last Friday. You're 22 years old, and that's from your girlfriend, Anne. So I don't know what girlfriend, where she lives. Anne, that's all we've got. No Anne last name, but never mind. So there we are. Stephen Howarth, then, 33 Cambridge Street in Tomlin. Your birthday was for last Friday. You're 22 years old, and love and best wishes there from girlfriend, Anne. The time now on Coverdale Sound, it's coming up to 60 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. News, of course, coming up at the top of the hour from London. And also, in about 3 minutes' time, we shall be having a look at the What's On Diary, so stand by for that.
Feeling fine, sunshine.
Here's Julia and company taking us up to that. And breaking down Sugar Samba.
Thank you.
as always, now on the programme, it's time to have a look at the What's On Diaries. So if you're a member of any club or organisation in the Upper Calderdale area, give us a ring on Tomlin 3614 and we'll give your events and activities a little plug, all right? A message from the Tomlin Lions, which came in last week, they said they'd like it plugging for a little bit. It began on the 4th of October, now it's continuing right throughout the winter. Every Thursday, at the St John's Ambulance Hall off Victoria Road in Tomlin, there's a disco for the 7 to 13 year olds. Admission is 50 pence on that, and it's between 7 and 9 o'clock. Now, Pop and Crisps are on sale, and that's supported by the Tomlin Lions, so many thanks indeed to the Tomlin Lions for giving us a ring on that. Now on the 13th of October, the Tomlin Brass Band will be playing at Charlie's Canteen Blind Lady in Tomlin. There's going to be music, singing and dancing, and also pie and pea supper. Ticket prices there are £2.50, and they're available from band members. Now the Civic Theatre in Halifax is the venue for Buddy Rich and his orchestra on Thursday the 11th of October at 7:30pm. Ticket prices are £2.50, ranging up to £5. If you want any more details, you can give the Civic Theatre in Halifax a ring on Halifax 51158. That's Halifax 51158. Back to Charlie's Canteen in Tomlin seems very popular because on Thursday the 11th of October, this Black Lake's coming in. There's going to be two shows there. Juniors, price £2, that's between 6 and 8.45. And adults, between 9.15 and 12 o'clock, £2.50. Now, to get your tickets, you must be a member of Charlie's Canteen. And they do say book well in advance for that, but of course there's very little time for that one now, so it might be worth nipping down there and getting some more details, see if there's one or two seats left for that. October the 15th through to the 20th, there's the Tomlin Amateur Operatic production of Kiss Me Kate. That's at the Hippodrome Theatre in Tomlin. Starts at 7:15 each evening. There's a matinee at 2:15, and that's on Saturday, October the 20th. Now, ticket prices, adults for all performances, £2.25. Senior citizens, Monday and Saturday matinee only, it's £1.50. And for children, all performances except the Saturday evening, it's £1.50. So there we are, it's the Tomlin Amateur Operatic Society's performance of Kiss Me Kate at the Hippodrome Theatre in Tomlin, runs between the 15th and the 20th of October. Moving on the programme, so we'll get through some more What's Ons in an hour's time. That'll be coming up at 11:45. We're getting a little bit of a packed programme this morning. All these dedications are coming in, so don't stop them though, of course. Keep giving us a ring on Tomlin 3614, and we shall endeavour to get them into the programme. Don't forget they're coming up after the news at 12 o'clock today. It's Dave Scott with Lunchtime Madness through until 2 o'clock. And of course on the programme he'll be having his fun phone as well, so stand by for that, alright? It's coming up now to 8 minutes before the hour of 11 o'clock. News, of course, coming up at the top of the hour. And to take us up to the point of the programme when we have the Reverend Tim Thornton joining us for Passing Thought, here's Dexys Midnight Runners. This is a lovely one. Come on, Eileen. We'll be right back. down to 3 minutes before 11 o'clock. News, of course, coming out the top of the hour, and that's Dexys Midnight Runners and Come On Eileen. As always at this time in the programme, it's time now to have our passing thought. And as always this week to present it, it's the Reverend Tim Thornton of St. Peter's Church in Walsden. Here's Tim.
Hello. The police have been in the news a lot recently. You've no need of reminding of that fact. And of course, police exist to keep the law, to uphold law and order. Any society need law. They need laws for all kinds of bits and pieces to keep the society together, to keep it in order. We need them, indeed we do. But laws pose us lots of questions. Useless laws do still exist.
The Upper Calder Valley, Calderdale Sound Community Radio, broadcasting music, news and information under the name of Calderdale Sound. It's now 12 noon. British Light Opera Society is facing closure, and the Calder Valley MP, Mr. Donald Thompson, is pressing for action to be taken over the poor condition of streets in shade. We'll have details of these stories and others coming up after the latest national and international news from London.
Police investigating the bomb explosion at the Grand Hotel in Brighton are questioning a man who was detained yesterday at Liverpool Airport. He's being held under the Prevention of Terrorism Act and has been taken to Brighton to help with inquiries. The co-board chairman, Mr. Ian McGregor, has said he's been encouraged by the talks.
And Sir David Sinclair with the local news. Tomlin Police Station is likely to operate on a part-time basis very shortly. Chief Superintendent Trevor Davey, head of the Halifax Division of the West Yorkshire Police, has this week confirmed that the opening hours of the police station in Tomberden are likely to be reduced. However, in a statement he went on to stress that the move would improve the policing of the town, as there was no intention to reduce the manpower. And Chief Superintendent Davey is to attend a meeting of the Tomberden Town Council's General Purposes Committee on November the 7th to explain in detail the proposals for policing the area. And finally, Calder Valley MP Mr. Donald Thompson wants to see a manpower services scheme created to clear up the streets of shade. Since resurfacing work has been carried out by the West Yorkshire County Council in the area, residents have been up in arms about the condition of the road surfaces. They claim that gravel has not been spread evenly over the tar and that residue has been tramped into their homes, ruining their clothes and shoes. And the MP has now asked Calderdale's chief executive, Mr. Michael Ellison, to investigate the possibility of a manpower services scheme being set up to clean up the areas in shade. And that's Calderdale Sound Local News, David Sinclair reporting.
Thank you, Diddy David in the newsroom. And here's a look at the latest weather forecast as we have it at the moment. Well, we'll have sunny periods, so it says here.
Is this the right weather?
Sunny periods with scattered showers, temperatures near normal, maximum of 13 degrees centigrade, that's 55 Fahrenheit. Now, the wind will be mainly west to northwesterly, and moderate and occasionally fresh. When it's not assisting it down. The outlook for Monday is cloudy with periods of rain and rather windy. And whilst we're at it, we might be out again on a Sunday afternoon. We'll have a look at the temporary traffic lights in the area, because that's all the traffic news we have for the moment.
We should have the jingle, really, you know. Go on, then.
Well, they cost a fortune, those jingles, so we better have them. Okay, the mainly problems on the road at the moment are temporary traffic lights. And the first one is at Crossstone Road. That's Crossstone Road. And the other one is at Halifax Road. So temporary traffic lights are on the junction of Cross Road and Halifax Road. And the other one is in the shade area of Tomberden, just outside the Shade School. Alright, so all those to look out for, and I lost my jingle. Just a minute. Take 27.
Okay, kids, here he is. 9.5 stone of rippling muscle. It's big, it's butch, it's
Dave Notch. Is it true what they say about him? They say that to prove his manhood, he once ate a Buick.
Give him a chance, please. Stop laughing at this.
Well, thank you very much indeed, David Sinclair. Oh, what a hectic day today. Welcome to the Scotty on Sunday programme. With you until 2 o'clock today.
Hello is closer now today. The sound is in my ears. I can't believe the things you say. They echo.
It feels like heaven. Feels like heaven. I could have been the Fiction Factory, you know. Got inside. Well, we've got an action-packed programme today for you. The Birthday File and your stars and horoscopes between now and 1 o'clock. And all sorts of goodies as well. Yes, indeed. In fact, we'll have the first record from the Birthday File Alpha Cop right after the next commercial break. You've got
Hello kids, Sid Snot here with a few dead sensible firework tips for this year. Now, never put fireworks in your pocket if you don't want crunchy legs. Don't throw them around the place. Never go back to a firework once you've lit it and keep your pets indoors. Follow these simple instructions and you'll have a fantastic display. Ignore them and me and the lads will come round and do you over, alright?
That's right, he does his best on a Sunday afternoon. Here's the first record from the Birthday File, Justin Hayward.
Nearer, nearer to you, I found that it's true that I'm feeling closer, closer by far. I found that we are getting closer, nearer to you. Every day
come on.
see that I'm right when I'm saying that love has brought us this far. You know that we are getting nearer, nearer to you. It's strange, but it's true. My world will turn blue without you.
What a talented little chappy there. Justin Haywood, his birthday is today. He's 38 years old. Used to be in the Moody Blues, and he went solo, and he's done all sorts, hasn't he? Did a bit for Jeff Wayne's War of the Worlds. That was nearly a hit, you know, a few years ago for Justin Haywood. A long mirror to you. My birthday today also, we have Thomas Dolby, who is 26 years old. He of Wind Power and things like that. Dan McCafferty, who used to be with Nazareth. I wonder if he still is. Anyway, he's 38 years old. And also we've got Cliff Richard. Yes, it's Cliff Richard's birthday today. He was born in 1940 this very day, which makes him 44. And we'll play a Cliff Richard record in a second. But first of all, we say thank you to Auntie Irene, Uncle Norman, Amanda and Paul. And the message is see you tonight. And that comes from Karen and Vicky Bolton. And also say hello to their mum, Stella. Hello, Mum. Hello, Stella. Give us a wave. Now, I know where Karen and Vicky Bolton are, and Stella for that matter. We'll get the afternoon... Where are they, Stella's?
In Todmorden.
That's right, yes. Better late than never. We'll get them rehearsed a bit better, all right. Okay then, Auntie Eileen, Irene, Uncle Norman, Amanda and Paul. It's Cliff Richard for you, and he's having trouble finding where Carrie lives, you know.
Sorry to disturb you, but I was in the neighborhood. About a friend, I've heard a picture, could you take a look? I appreciate you're busy, and time's not your own. Yeah, maybe it would be better if I telephoned. Carrie doesn't live here anymore. Carrie is the room on the second floor. I'm sorry that she left no forwarding address. That was not
Cliff Richard, he's getting on a bit now, isn't he? 44 years old today, and Carrie doesn't live here anymore. There's millions of people who do live here. Hello, everybody! Utter silence. Utter silence.
It's amazing, isn't it?
Coming up after this, which is Stephanie Mills and the Medicine Song, we'll have the first batch of stars and horoscopes for you, alright? Aquarius.
Aquarius,
Aquarius, Pisces, Aries, and Taurus. Stand by for that. For hospital radio, is that one, you know, because, well, they all used to ask for a spoonful of sugar. Very boring, you know, and Julie Andrews and all those goats. Play that one now, the Medicine Song, Stephanie Mills. It's 24 and a half minutes past 12 o'clock on a Sunday afternoon from Calderdale Sound. 217 metres in the medium wave band. Yeah, ultra funky today, don't you think, on the programme? Yes, ultra funky! Anyway, it's Stars and Horoscopes time now. And here's the first lot. First of all, we'll have a look at Aquarius. Now, this is a member of the opposite sex. Is cool in approaching you. Ah, some stress is likely to build up during the week, but it won't last. Thank goodness, it says. Pisces, now, home life isn't well favoured at the moment, I'm afraid. Misunderstandings can be expected, and shopping sprees are likely to be very, very successful. Now, here's mine. I'm an Aryan, you know. You notice. Yes. A friend's misfortunes are on your mind at the moment. You may have to give some practical help, but don't get too deeply involved. Keep a watchful eye on financial matters. Well, that's me keeping my hand on me again this week. Taurus, now, you're likely to come into contact with an important person who could influence future benefits. Eh? actually, it says here, you'll receive some information you need from an unexpected source.
Ooh!
But so don't forget, there's loads and loads of horoscopes to come yet. We've only had the first four, so stay tuned for that. And in fact, we've got the next record on the birthday file coming up right now, in fact, right after the break.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
And now it's my last clean shirt.
Never mind, George.
But I've got nothing else to wear. And if we don't get a move on, we're going to be late.
Look, I'll tell you what. You wear my Common Air Fan sweatshirt. Here, put it on.
Well, that's very kind of you, Beryl, but do you think it's smart enough?
Yes, why not? It looks really nice. With jeans, trousers, or even a jacket.
Oh, yeah, looks really great.
Go on, smart them up with a Coverdale Sand sweatshirt, available in white, small, medium, or large. And they're only £5.75. Order your sweatshirt now by calling Todmorden 3614.
It's very good, though. It's the Carpenters. And, of course, Richard Carpenter's birthday is tomorrow. He's 38. And it's a shame that Karen Carpenter is no longer with us. She popped her clogs about a year and a half ago. Great shame, that, because she had a lovely voice. Anyway, Richard Carpenter's birthday is tomorrow. As I say, he's 38 years old. More horoscopes going up right now. And we reached Gemini, didn't we? Well, here it is then. Tension and conflict in romantic affairs are indicated for Geminis this week. You'll be happier spending your spare time among members of your own sex, and you're likely to be told an intriguing secret. Shock horror. Half past 12 exactly, and we move on to Cancer. Now think carefully before accepting an invitation. People having accommodation troubles may get a good offer from an unexpected quarter. Or even more unexpected, it could be a third. Romance is quite quiet for you, Cancers, I'm afraid. Sorry about that. Now, Leo, the planetary influences are against your sign during the early part of the week. Keep yourself to yourself until Wednesday. And, well, by Wednesday, things should be a little bit normal, so towards the weekend. So back to normal for next weekend. And before the next track of music, here's Virgo. Don't be forced into taking sides during an argument, or you may be blamed for the results. A sudden upward trend in popularity is likely, and you'll be granted certain favours. Oh, I can just see it now. David Sinclair in the fairy godmother frog with a Calderdale sound magic wand.
I grant you 3 wishes.
You haven't seen him in that frog, have you? It looks very fetching, actually. We were thinking of letting him model for the Calderdale sound Christmas tree, but I'm not sure about that. 12:31 on a Sunday afternoon from 217. Ella Wills, a new entry in the Calderdale Sound charts this week, and she's gonna get along without you now. Of course, David Sinclair has to play the 12-inch version. Got a little devil. Right, back to the birthday file, and this bloke, it's his birthday tomorrow, Monday the 15th of October, and he is 46 years old. Marv Johnson. Rose, with his only hit.
Somehow I know she knows this love deep in my heart is still alive.
Marv Johnson, and I'll pick my nose. Oh, I'll pick a rose for my rose. That's it. Something like that. Okay, it's 22 before 1 o'clock, and Barry Maguire, you know, he was the one that had the Eve of Destruction. He is 47 tomorrow. Jim Reeves released his 40 Golden Greats LP. Wow. Yes, Jim Reeves, hot stuff. That was 9 years ago today. Tomorrow, rather. And Emil Ford, it's his birthday. He'll be 47 years old this coming Tuesday. And now, Coral Sound Mega Productions presents Emil Ford and the Checkmates. I once saw Emil Ford in concert.
What do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say. They make me glad, they make me sad. They make me want a lot of things that I never had. You fooling around with me now. Well, hell, you lead me on and then you run away. Well, that's all right. I'll get you alone tonight. And baby, you'll find you're messing with dynamite. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say. They make me sad. They make me want a lot of things that I never had. You fooling around with me now. Well, you lead me on and then you run away. Well, that's all right. I'll get you alone some night. And baby, you'll find you're messing with dynamite. So what do you wanna make those eyes at me for? If they don't mean what they say.
You're a businessman, aren't you?
Yes.
And there's a little puzzle for you. If you wanted to advertise your business effectively, where would you go?
Newspaper?
No, you can do it much cheaper than that, and to a wider audience. I'll have another thing.
Oh, I don't know.
Look, it's easy. The answer's Calderdale Sound. It's very cheap, very effective, and it's just a phone call away.
To advertise on Calderdale Sound, call 3614.
There, I told you it was easy.
Dead easy. Yes, 3614. Calderdale Sound is going commercial. Whatever next.
War was stupid, and people stupid, and love means nothing. In some strange waters, war was stupid, and people stupid, and I heard the banging of hearts and fingers. War!
People feel the world with no confidence, like a child at birth, a man with no defense. What's my mom? I won't give it to you, no matter what you say, no matter what you do. Now we're fighting in our hearts, fighting in the streets. Won't somebody help me?
War was stupid, and people stupid, and love means nothing. In some strange quarters, the war was stupid, and people stupid.
Far behind, in the search of something new, like a feel of time, we're burning witches too. This world I say, must be designed for you. It matters what you say, it matters what you do. Now we're fighting in our hearts, fighting in the streets. Won't somebody help me?
War was stupid, and people stupid, and love means nothing. In some strange quarters, war was stupid, and people stupid, and I heard the banging of hearts and fingers. War! War!
Now then, on the Dave Scott programme for a Sunday afternoon, we have a very, very special gadget here. Right, it's a special little box here, a little black box, and we've got three twiddly little buttons on it. And what we can do is, we have a record like that from the charts, right? And what we can do, we can feed this little box. When we press this button here, press this little button, it can change part of the song into a different language. It's very clever. Right, it's that same record again, it's an example, right? Right, I'll press the button in a minute and they'll sing in a different language. You ready?
In this heart of mine, I'll find a place for you, for black or white, for grown up children too. Now we're fighting in our hearts, fighting in the streets. Won't somebody help me?
Right, so don't think off the button, that's it. Let's try it again, go on. Two at once, how about that? Oh, wow, that crew. Could I have a round of applause, please, to the little black box?
Oh, yeah, very good, yeah.
Oh, yes, fabulous, man. Oh, the wonders of modern wireless, I tell you. These damn Japanese are very clever, aren't they? Right, OK, it's competition time now. Are you ready for this? Commercial, please, or even fanfare. Great stuff. OK, it's... what's this Radio Todd beat?
I don't know. They insist on calling it that.
Very naughty of them. Anyway, it's a great competition, this. And all we want you to do is call in with three answers. It's a three-part question, and there's a great prize. There's a £10 drinks voucher to be won, and a trip for two, get this, to Tetley's Brewery in Leeds. And I presume it's everybody under over 18. Is it?
Well, I suppose so. We're going to have to say that technically, aren't we?
I want to go. All right, so it's a trip for two to Tetley's Brewery in Leeds tomorrow evening. And also a £10 drinks voucher. Have a good night out on that, couldn't you? All we want to know is, how many pints are there in a kilderkin? How many pints are there in a firkin? Who's written this? And how many pints are there in a pin? Right? Three-part question. How many pints in a kilderkin, a firkin, and a pin? If you think you know the answers to those, then call us now on 3614, and you could win those wonderful prizes. We'll be drawing the answer and the winner out at around about 4:30 this afternoon, and all that lot has been sponsored by The House That Jack Built. I should have played that record really today, shouldn't I?
Young girl, get out of my mind. Oh,